opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Steve, first off, just how surprised were you? We're talking about the second longest tenured general manager in baseball in Mike Rizzo, who's been with the Nats for 19 years, almost back to their inception, losing his job yesterday.
Yeah, I was surprised. I guess I just thought you're in a rebuild. And I don't know if they had higher expectations than what I did, but I had expectations of a young team with talent, but that, you know, it's going to have some peaks and valleys. And certainly they went through a valley in the month of June, but I was surprised. I mean, I like Mike Rizzo as a general manager and executive. I like Dave Martinez as a manager. I think they're a nice team. They've had success there together. And I think that Rizzo tends to be more toward the old school a little bit, but he understands and uses analytics where it's appropriate. And so, you know, for me, I'm a little bit surprised by it. And look, what I will tell you is this: we don't always know everything. And having lived this, you know, people don't know all of the dynamics about what's going on with the relationships with, you know, and with the longer you're there, the more the opportunity is to get some baggage and relationships that at some point becomes too much to bear. And so, you know, they made the decision to part ways. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, moving forward what they do. I think Miguel Cairo could be the long-term manager. He's a guy that I think people respect and believe will be a manager, instead of an interim someday. And then in the front office, I don't know what they're looking for. It's going to be interesting to see. They've had Rizzo in place for a long time, and I'm curious what, they believe is necessary in this age of baseball when it comes to leading an organization.
Steve, I don't want to lead the witness here, but what's the most unusual part about this to you? Is it the timing, handful of days before the draft, or when, these guys had options, I guess, we think maybe they had to be picked up in the middle of the season? Is it that during this, underachieving, losing year, not a single bench coach or a BP pitcher was changed? Like, they didn't make a single switch on any member of the staff at any point while they're losing more games than you could shake a stick at. I mean, there's a number of things to pick from. What's the most unusual part of all this to you?
Yeah, I think that the timing's not that unusual, only in that, I mean, yes, it is close to the draft, but, you know, as a general manager, I would guide direct, but because I wasn't going to go out and see the top 30 players, it was really hard for me to say, we should take that guy over that guy. What I did was I would play devil's advocate. I would challenge the logic, challenge the thinking, just trying to help flush through to come to the best decision. And if you're going to make changes in the front office, you want to do it before the trade deadline because, you know, why would you let the guy who's on the way out make the decisions for the future of the organization? And so, there's a logic too that, well, why would you keep his assistant? If you didn't like the decision that were being made, the assistant was part of every decision that was made there. Now, again, it's a tough one. They're always awkward. I think the timing, is one that I understand it, although I'm surprised that it happened at all. And options in the middle of the year, as an executive, you don't mind that, having that in your contract, because if you're not coming back, you'd like to get a jump start on the next job, and so that you know. And from a manager's perspective, though, you know, it's hard to be a lame duck for the final 2.5 months of the season. If you're not going to be brought back, then you might as well be let go. And so, you know, it's the whole thing. You know, I think that the fact that it happened is the most peculiar part of it for me. Just because I look at it and think, what did you think your team was going to be this year with so many young players and not signing any veterans to play next to them?
This year's results, to me, when you were on projected to get 70.5 wins in Vegas, to your point, it can't be just about that. You know, the one thing they could argue that would make a lot of sense is the draft history recently has been bad. And the player development, for the most part, has been bad. Now, I've advocated that a big reason for those things is the lack of investment and commitment to help them out from ownership. But if we just look at the draft history, so to speak, where they've had the second, well, by far the most problems drafting bats since 2012 with Anthony Rendon, and they've gone on this run where they just can't develop consistently, what's your take on that and how we got here for a front office that did it really well for a long time? Before what is a lengthy stretch now, Steve, and we're going back to 2012, and you see what they've turned out from a big league bat standpoint, and it's just not good.
No, it's not at all. I saw the graph on that, and it's significantly worse than everybody else. And so, you know, I think some part of it is when you went for a while, when you won, you got you moved down in the draft, right? You got lesser picks. When you sign players in free agency, you lose draft picks. You know, I went through this where, you know, my owner would start off every year and the owner would say, okay, well, I need you to cut $3 million out of your budget that we set in November. I'm like, well, at this point, I mean, I spent the money on the major league team. We have a certain number of minor league players. They need bats, balls, jerseys, and equipment and travel. Those are sort of fixed costs. The only way I can do it is to not sign players in the draft. And I said, but you understand that I'll do that if that's what you want me to do. But you're going to come back to me in 3 years and say, where are all the prospects? Because, you know, blue chip prospects, they're not developed. They're drafted. They're signed. You know, the top flight guys are the first three rounds of the players. And you know, you can catch lightning in a bottle with somebody in the later rounds, but they tend not to be superstars. I mean, unless there's a dramatic, you know, growth and development that didn't happen or injuries that hampered something. But, you know, the development has not been strong. And it's one that, you know, injuries can enter that. You can get swing and miss on players that you draft. And, you know, we're all accountable for that stuff. But I remember saying to my owner, look, I look at this right now. The Braves have three more prospects, blue chip prospects than we do, but they spent $15 million more dollars than we did over the last 3 years. And so, like, you know, what do you want me to do? Give me the money and we'll outdo it, because for the bang for the buck, we did it. So, you know, we just don't know, right? We don't know what they've been allowed to do, what they haven't been allowed to do. And oftentimes what can happen is owners can dictate certain things that you know are going to hurt you as a general manager. And then they're the reason you get fired is the thing that you were dictated to do because the owner told you to do it. And it's just, it's the nature of the beast.
Steve Phillips with us here on Grant and Danny. So to that end, I have several central questions. But my biggest one here is, what was the standard? What metric did we fall short of here that says these two people need to be fired from ownership, right? Because you could easily say, you gave me 10 cents to go shop in the bargain bin and I brought you back bargains, and surprise, we're not particularly good at the major league level. I wonder what the standard was, just, you know, sort of thinking from your perspective of the seat you've gotten to sit in. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. And, you know, I always remember asking my owner, so, like, what is success? Is it winning or making money? Because there are years where you may not win as many games, but you're making more money. And is that more successful than winning more games and making less money? And the answer I got was yes, that the answer to both of those is yes. Winning and making money is the you know, it leaves open the door that if they don't like what you're doing, they say, well, you didn't make enough money. Oh, you didn't win enough. I think that, look, if you want to make a case, you can make a case that the player development department has not developed all that well, other than the players that they got in trades coming over. So they haven't scouted, drafted, and signed players and developed them from within the organization. I've done a good job trading away some players and stockpiling the system, But from a player development point of view, they're not. You can look at it and say that you know what, some of the young players aren't developing as quickly as maybe they should. Although, you know, C.J. Abrams, they confronted his issue last year and seems like he's on better behavior this year. Dylan Cruz was a rush job to get to the big leagues and you know, like we're doing with so many young other players, and he struggled some and now he's hurt. But, you know, I think that you could look at underdevelopment and not winning enough. But, you know, I look at it and think if I'm rebuilding, I want to have some veteran players who have been through it, who can be around my young players to teach them. And it costs some money for them. I don't know if Mike Rizzo was allotted that amount of money to do it this year, or whether they said, we're going to wait till next year. You know, I did hear we're going to wait till next year, but I don't know why it was and who led that. And yet it doesn't matter, because if that would have benefited winning and he wasn't allowed to do it or he didn't do it, then, you know, there's some level of accountability that comes from him and through ownership.
Steve Phillips.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Former big league GM, MLB Network, and MLB Network Radio. Hey, before we let you go, I know you've been looking into the draft at the top of the board, something you and I talk about over on satellite radio a good bit. And a couple parter on this. I'm wondering, people are going, oh my gosh, the week before the draft. I mean, if you could speak to, like, 99.9% of the work is done, and the worker bees are still there. So I think for the most part it's going to be okay. But what I am fascinated by is Rizzo was still the end-all, be-all decider in some sense, and he's out, and the guys that are left are more data-driven and analytical, and I just wonder if that could change anything over 20 rounds philosophically. The last 4 years, as an example, they've gone 70% bats in the top 10 rounds, which for many, many years here was the antithesis of what they did. They were the pitching, drafting team, you know this, and college arms. So I'm just wondering, top of the board, how you think what happened this week could be shaped.
Yeah, I think it's a wild card. I think it's really, it's an unknown, and you know, if this was part of what ownership used as part of the criteria, then, you know, then if I'm DeBartolo and I'm in there, I'm looking at it going, okay, well, I have interest in keeping this job. The owner said that he's unhappy with this, so let me counter his unhappiness and try to make him happy. And it could lead to a better pick. It could lead to a worse pick, right? It could lead you to do something that maybe isn't the right move at this time. And so it's such a wild card to know how it's going to impact the draft. I would think that they would want some fast track college players to try to get back to winning more quickly. And, you know, whether that's some college pitching, You know, I think they need some pitching to go with Mackenzie Gore. They've got some interesting young position players. I mean, if, you know, I generally would take a position player over a pitcher because I think you can find pitching. You know, you can find a guy who, you know, failed somewhere and all of a sudden you can put him back together and rebuild his career. If he's shown it once, it's in there. It's harder to find everyday position players. That being said, you know, they need to, quantity-wise, start to develop some pitching to go along with these young prospects. And so I think it'll be interesting to see which direction they move.
Steve, great with us as always, man. Really appreciate it today. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.